use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Monday. Welcome back to another week at Superhuman Radio. We've got great shows planned all week long. We're going to start out focusing on today, the first hour, on a topic for the female listeners. We're going to have Dr. Gino Tutera on. He is the founder of Soto Pele, talking about some new propaganda that is hitting the AP Newswire, citing research that came from the Women's Health Initiative. And I want to clear some things up for those women out there who may read some of this stuff and become confused or concerned about their choices for hormone replacement therapy. Later in the show, I'm going to be discussing a study that I found that may indicate that the consumption of soy and the proliferation of its three main isoflavones may actually make your DNA more susceptible to damage by radiation such as RF radio frequencies. This is really going to be interesting. I don't have a guest for this one because I'm going to go out on a limb today and I don't think anybody wants to go with me. So before we get started, I have to make an announcement. Orbit Nutrition, a proud sponsor of Superhuman Radio, has a new product line that they are promoting to my audience. I want everybody to go to orbitnutrition.com and check out the new Genomics product line. They have a nutrient partitioner called SlinSane, which actually has insulin mimetic effects, so it will help your meals be partitioned into muscle and not fat. And also, Genomics Protocol, which is a post-workout, intra-workout drink that will make your training much more intense and much more productive. And when you combine the two of these in a stack, muscle happens. Go to orbitnutrition.com today. Check out Genomics, SlinSane, and Protocol today. Okay. My first guest is none other than Dr. Gino Tutera. How you doing, Dr. Tutera?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Now, I have to ask you this question before we get started. You are really an ingenue when it comes to the hormone replacement therapy industry because you were the first one to really promote the subcutaneous pellet, which answers a lot of the problems that women find using transdermals, which is the unpredictability of absorption and as such serum levels of the target hormones. When you hear the type of stuff that comes out through the mainstream media and they cite the Women's Health Initiative, does it make you want to pull your hair out?
It's unfortunate, but yes, it does, because of the fact that the information in there is so skewed and it's really such, it's so biased that, there is no way in the world that, it actually portrays what great benefits women can derive when they get treated appropriately and get treated with the right form of hormone.
Okay. And with that being said, let's just talk, on the API, Newswire, a new piece came out and, it came out on the 5th of this month citing a new research extrapolation. And I say extrapolation because the Women's Health Initiative study has been long gone done, but scientists continue to look at this data, massage this data. And as we know, you can make anything come out of a study if all you're looking for is that end result. And quite often they make statements that end up hitting mainstream news outlets that make women think, wow, I wonder if this was a good decision to get on HRT. I wonder if I'm making a mistake, and make them rethink their decisions. So before we talk about the actual claims and statements made in this most recent republication, or what I like to call repurposing of the Women's Health Initiative. Let's address something that's critical here, and I want you to speak to it. In the Women's Health Initiative, they only looked at oral forms of hormone that were methylated and also from a foreign source, an animal source, like conjugated equine estrogens and methoxy progesterones. But the real issue I want to point out is that they looked at only women who were taking these orally delivered hormones, which we know the hormone is not the problem. It's the delivery system, isn't it?
Well, it's actually a combination of both. First of all, the delivery system, and especially when you're using a oral form of conjugated estrogen, really stimulates the liver cell to overwork and overproduce clotting factors as well. So the ability to protect the cardiovascular system is lost. Excuse me.
Sure, no worries.
In addition to that, the when you use conjugated estrogen, they should be limiting their comments to saying, we found this with conjugated estrogen. It does not necessarily mean that all estrogens react the same. Unfortunately, they did not put that in any one of their studies. They always group all estrogens together, and that's like saying all automobiles are the same because they have four doors and four tires. And, you know, that would be equating a Bentley with a
Vega.
Chevrolet.
A Vega.
Or a Vega. And saying, you know, well, they're exactly the same because they have the same constituents. They have four doors and four tires. And there's a wide breach between, you know, the effects, you know, the compounds that are in conjugated estrogen. In conjugated estrogen, horses make 17 different estrogens. Humans only make three. And when you throw in 17 different estrogens into an individual who is only accustomed to, you know, to creating three, and one of the ones that you throw into that person is a very strong breast stimulator, does it not make common sense to think, well, here's the answer, is that, you know, this stuff is bad. It doesn't belong, you know, it should not be propagated and advertised. And in essence, a good case can be made for removing it from the market because of the fact that it has such profound adverse reactions within the human body. Why not, you know, why not do a study in which you compare bioidentical hormone, conjugated estrogen, any other estrogens that you want to put together, do it, over a period of time and see which, you know, group of individuals, you know, win out. And I will guarantee you that the pharmaceutical companies will not do that because they will undoubtedly find that the bioidentical hormones do win out in almost all categories.
Right. And that's the important distinction here that I want to make. I feel compelled to do this show, even though we may be, you know, banging the drum over again about some of the stuff that we've covered in the past on this show in numerous interviews related to hormone replacement therapies for women. But it needs to be reiterated because there are many, many women out there who are avoiding HRT because they're afraid. They're frozen by fear to make any decision at all simply because they think to themselves, well, I'm not sure. I'm getting mixed information. This organization tells me don't do HRT. It leads to breast cancer. It leads to heart disease. It leads to this. It leads to that. Menopause is a natural process. You just need to go through it, tough it out. Your mother did. You should too. Deal with it. And then there's other organizations and individuals who say, I got on HRT. It changed my life. I feel better. All of the biomarkers for disease have been reduced dramatically when I go for my blood work. This is a great thing. And a lot of women out there are just frozen with fear. They don't want to make a decision at all. So they just stand still and they go, well, I'm just not going to do anything. And I believe that's a huge mistake because menopause opens a window for women to be the most vulnerable for several diseases, including some major neurological diseases that men outweigh women in the progress of these diseases up until the time women go through menopause, which tells you, duh, you know, if you can prolong the hormone levels to youthful levels, that will protect you against these diseases. But then when you get people who start extrapolating out from the Women's Health Initiative, which was a flawed study because the types of estrogens and progesterones they were using are well known to increase both the atherosclerotic and thrombotic index in blood. And it's really, again, holding aside what you said, which makes perfect sense. And why would you want 17 different estrogens when we only make three? Perfect. I mean, that begs the question of, is there any common sense in medicine today? But the real issue here is these risk factors that women are exposed to during hormone replacement therapy when using these types of oral forms of hormones are the same risk factors that their daughters are being exposed to by taking contraceptives. It's not the hormones. It's that methylated delivery system that taxes the liver, that causes hepatic stress, that changes the serum levels of lipids towards clotting and plaque. So, I have to believe that every doctor out there understands this. So you have to ask that question. Why are they throwing the baby out with the bathwater when they talk about HRT for women? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Gino Tutera about this issue, and we're going to start talking about some of the negative propaganda that's being promoted right now. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at Primordial Performance.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out. out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Gino Totera from Soto Pele. You can actually learn more about Soto Pele by going to Soto Pele Therapy, and it's S-O-T-T-O-P-E-L-L-E therapy.com. And you can find a practitioner in your area who provides this Soto Pele method of HRT. Dr. Totera, first of all, this most recent research that has been extrapolated looked at unopposed estrogen. Explain to the listeners what is wrong with unopposed estrogen therapy.
Well, unopposed estrogen means that they're using estrogen without using any form of progesterone to effectively create a safer environment within the human, you know, physiologic system. As far as unopposed estrogen, what I find is that if you couple it with the appropriate amounts of testosterone, the balancing effect is identical to what the human body does to help it, you know, employ and activate the different enzyme systems that help decrease cholesterol, triglycerides, form a more physiologic lipid profile, as well as normalize the carbohydrate and insulin levels within the body. And, you know, if you're going to use anything together, for women, it needs to be a proper balance of estrogen and testosterone to mimic what the human body used to create and produce when a woman was at her physiologically best age, which is usually about mid to late 30s. And that's the one thing that we specialize in Soto Pele, is to have a delivery system that allows the human body to control the release of the hormones so that the proper balancing of estradiol and testosterone occurs, because testosterone is very important in helping to protect breast tissue. And it's the loss of that production by age 40 that enhances the body's chances of developing abnormal cystic disease or nodularities within the breast. And we as physicians, to kind of piggyback on where you were at break, is that if the ratios of hormones are not appropriate, then disease processes start. And all of the oral forms of hormone are never in the proper human physiologic ratio. And for women, the ratio for estrogens is critical. And if you violate that ratio, you basically enhance the problems that come with what you would call unopposed estrogen, because unopposed estrogen indicates a abnormal ratio of estrogens, primarily of estradiol to estrone. And when you load up the system with estrone, as you find in conjugated estrogens, you lose the ratio. In fact, it's completely reversed. It goes from a protective ratio of estradiol to estrone of 2-1 to a very dangerous ratio of estradiol to estrogen of 1-2. So that ratio, once it's violated, sets up a very unphysiologic environment in which anything can potentially happen, and it aggravates, that loss of testosterone to an even greater degree.
Now, is it not true that you can offer, if you test a woman who has adequate levels of estrogen, and this could be for a variety of reasons, regardless of why, but when you do blood work and you find the woman who has adequate levels of estrogen, you can supplement with testosterone and or progesterone, but it is just estrogen that it's not recommended to be supplemented unopposed. Is that correct, or am I off base on that?
No, you're hitting it pretty close. It, in essence, if the estrogen levels are normal, then that means you have not just to look at the estrogen levels, but you have to look at a pituitary hormone that's called follicle stimulating hormone, are more commonly, you know, spoken about with medical personnel as FSH, or, you know, Frank, Sam, Harry, FSH. If that FSH is normal, then no matter because the estrogen levels may vary, but if the FSH is normal, then you know that you have adequate estrogenic activity over a long, you've measured the estrogenic activity over a long period of time, and not just that, you know, that moment in time when the test was, you know, was performed. And so it's the FSH that we look at in our practice because of the fact that it tells us exactly what the estrogen environment has been over a long period of time, like weeks rather than just a minute or a day, with other forms of testing.
That's really interesting. I have never heard. Now, I happen to know that that's how you do things, because I know people who use your therapy, women who use your therapy. And but I never thought of it that way, and that's why. So that's why FSH seems to be the target for your follow through.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you don't have a follicle stimulating hormone assay having been done, you don't know what that number. If you're just measuring estrogen, and if you measure total estrogens, estradiol, estrone, you know, whatever you do, either collectively or individually, if you don't have an FSH, you don't know what the number means. So that's why a lot of saliva testing is really, basically should be thrown out the window if they don't couple it with the pituitary hormone, because it's the pituitary hormone, just like in thyroid disease. You wouldn't dare treat somebody without doing a thyroid stimulating hormone or a TSH. You know, you would basically be chastised and, you know, tarred and feathered and ridden out of town.
Right.
Because it's the standard of therapy. But when it comes to gonadal hormone, we seem to forget that these are endocrine organs. They are, you know, you should be measuring the pituitary hormone to find out if, in fact, that estrogen, because if the estrogenic environment has been appropriate for over a period of time, because just measuring an isolated number tells you nothing, because a low number doesn't mean that estrogenically that you're deficient. It would only speak to that if, in fact, the FSH was markedly elevated, because the lower the estrogen goes, the higher the FSH will rise. It's just like any other endocrine organ, like to take the thyroid once again. If the thyroid hormone production is very low, then the TSH, or the pituitary hormone, would rise. All of these endocrine organs, they have an inversely proportional relationship with the pituitary hormone. So if the pituitary hormone is high, that means production from that particular organ is low. And it's a simple test to do, but yet we uniformly ignore it and just measure the hormone itself and say, aha, we have a number here that shows that you're deficient. When in actuality, if you don't have a pituitary hormone, you should not be making that statement and should be not making that assumption.
Okay, let's touch on saliva testing just for a second. Where do you stand on saliva testing in general within your practice?
Well, as far as saliva testing, if you're going to use it, it's only worthwhile to looking at any sort of adrenal function. Otherwise,
like cortisol, because of the diurnal nature of cortisol, you could take four tests throughout the day, and it's easy for someone to do.
Right. I mean, if it's, you know, for as far as ease of testing, it's probably an easier test to do. But as far as the other, you know, checking thyroid and checking ovarian or testicular, you know, testicular function, you have to look at, you know, you have to look at pituitary hormone, and, you know, to really make an assumption of whether there is adequacy or inadequacy by what is reflected on the test, because you can get an estrogen level on saliva, because I've done it. I've seen it numerous times. People will come in and say, well, my practitioner says that my saliva testing looks good, but I feel lousy, and we look at the pituitary hormone, and it's sky high. And so what that moment or that 24-hour period, you know, denotes does not give you the information that you need to really understand whether or not someone is deficient or has adequacy of hormone production or replacement.
Now, do you still lecture? Do you travel and lecture? I know that you train physicians to provide the Sotopelli method, but
right.
Do you still lecture?
Oh yeah, I'll be going to Chattanooga in May.
When you talk to physicians about this approach and saying mm-hmm. things like, you know, you've got to look at FSH, you've got to look at the adrenal hormones. Do you get like raised eyebrows? Like, well, gee, that's it. Or do they go? Does it click for them?
Yeah, because of the fact that it brings back what we learned in second year medical school,
which is that
pituitary hormone is the indicator for whether you have adequacy of hormone production from whichever endocrine organ you're looking at. Hmm. You know, and it's like they look at, well, you know, we must have forgotten that. And I said, yes, you do have, because, you know, uniformly when it comes to gonadal hormone, it's, you know, we are very poorly educated in medicine about the importance of gonadal hormone in maintaining, you know, the physiologic stability that, you know, is necessary to protect cardiovascular function, musculoskeletal function and integrity, metabolic well-being, including carbohydrate and insulin, you know, levels remaining normal, as well as lipids. You know, if you don't have enough testosterone, whether you're a man or a woman, the liver will no longer be able to produce, you know, the enzyme lipase, which breaks down the small particles of LDL and triglycerides, and therefore the chances of, you know, plaque formation in the artery are accentuated. And so, but yet, when I show them the scientific evidence of how pellets encourage, the reduction of cholesterol and triglycerides, because that's the one thing about using pellets, is that there is bona fide evidence in the literature dating back to 1939 of their efficacy and their safety. And, you know, and that's what raises eyebrows. It's like, well, why haven't I heard about this before? When we talk about FSH, it's like, I remember that, but, you know, nobody's ever talked to me about that. And when the drug company representatives come in, they don't talk about FSH. They talk about, look how well we raise these levels and how much better the symptoms are. And your symptom relief should not be the end point of your therapy. The end point of your therapy should be making someone physiologically normal. And to reflect that, you need to look at the FSH and, you know, as far as estrogen, to see if in fact you really have reestablished an estrogenically healthy environment, you know, physiologically. And we as physicians, you know, we are not taught that. So I can't criticize, you know, my peers because of the fact that the educational aspect is quite poor. And therefore we rely on these garbage studies like the WHI that put out there. We say, oh yeah, that must be true because the pharmaceutical company funded this study.
Right. Right.
And the researchers have some renown, and so therefore it must be true, because I basically, you know, that's the complete fund of knowledge that I have is based on something that, you know, I have gotten from the pharmaceutical reps, because that's where most of the education comes.
Isn't that a sad but true statement? Think of any other relationship where the company that has the most to profit from you seeing things and doing things a certain way is the company, is the provider of the educational process. It's very, very dangerous. And you would think that somewhere along the line that would change. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Dr. Tutera. And when we come back, I want to talk about, there's a common statement made by physicians and those in the medical orthodoxy when we talk about bioidentical hormones. They love to say, well, those are not regulated by the FDA, which is not a true statement. And some other questions I have for you. We're talking with Dr. Gino Tutera from Sotopelli. You can learn more about his process at Sotopelli Therapy, SOTTOPELLE Therapy.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, opresource.net. Reliable source for peptides like GHRP6, CJC1295, many of them there. You can get 25% off when you use the Superhuman25 coupon code, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5. Check them out, opresource.net. My guest this hour is Dr. Gino Tutera. Later in the show, I'm going to be discussing some science that was just recently published extolling the benefits of the 3 major isoflavones found in soy that actually may point to soy's ability to increase the risk of DNA damage when you are exposed to radiation, various types of radiation. So you're going to want to listen to this one. Dr. Tutera, a lot of times when people talk about bioidentical hormones, those in the medical orthodoxy and those opposed to the bioidentical movement will cite that bioidenticals are not somehow controlled or regulated by the FDA. This is a lie. If it wasn't, you could buy it over the counter. You could buy over the counter testosterone on the internet. But it is a controlled substance and regulated by the FDA, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the reason that they are, you know, and it's usually verbiage that comes from the pharmaceutical companies themselves, you know, saying, well, it's not, you know, it's not FDA approved. But, you know, what the pharmacies are compounding are hormones that are the identical structure to what the human hormone is. And because it's a compounded item, it is regulated. There is regulation, you know, from every state pharmaceutical board as to how this should be created and how processed and, you know, and delivered to each individual patient. So it's really a garbage argument to start saying that it's not FDA approved, because the FDA has already approved the usage of estrogen and testosterone in the human being, and what the pharmacies are doing is making a pharmaceutical product that is identical in structure, physiologic activity, and safety profile that, unfortunately, synthetics do not and cannot have because of the fact that they don't, you know, as you said, most of them are methylated. And the methyl group has to be processed in the liver and gotten rid of. Even the stuff that you see in patches, the methyl group is necessary for it to traverse the skin. And then that methyl group has to be broken down somewhere, and it always goes to the liver to be broken down. So it's a very weak argument that they present, and it makes no common sense.
Right. Now, which brings me to some of the research that was recently promoted through the mainstream media. After they corrected for error, they came up with the hazard ratios, which they always like to do in studies when looking at placebos or general population versus a supplemented or intervented group. And what they came away with was the all-cause mortality for women who are on unopposed estrogen was the same for the placebo group, number one. But the thing that I find most interesting was the things related to the methylation process, the changes in the blood, pulmonary embolism, cardiovascular events, as well as stroke. Those were all the risk factors were increased to some degree from the unopposed estrogen. But this is not from the estrogen, as we said. This is really from the methylation. This is what the changes in the blood that lead to thrombosis and plaque buildup. So, what in your experience? And you've been doing this for how long now, Dr. Tatera?
I was board certified in 1977.
Okay.
And I've been utilizing bioidentical hormones since 1979, so I've been doing this for an awfully long time. And, you know, it's been shown to me over and over again, clinically as well as on a very personal aspect, that, you know, bioidentical hormone actually does not increase the risk of developing, you know, cancers of the breast or other abnormalities such as cardiovascular disease if it's delivered in an appropriate system and delivered in a methodology in which normal physiology is once again recreated. With the Unfortunately, with the things that come from pharmaceutical companies, the way they're delivered, the dosing that they employ, there is never an attainment of normal physiologic status, and I see it every time when I get blood work with people. We tell the patients, don't come in, don't stop your hormones, come on in with them, because we want you to see exactly what effect they've had internally, and the patients are universally shocked that they have basically no physiologic improvement, which means there is no protection for the cardiovascular system.
Right.
There is no protection for the musculoskeletal and metabolic system. So therefore, they can make these statements like in the WHI, oh, well, it didn't show any, you know, positive change, so we don't think, because of the risk-benefit factor and
right.
the hazard ratio, you shouldn't employ estrogen, which is just a garbage deduction.
Which is exactly what the summation of the article promotes. The article promotes that women should consider short-term use, which appears safe, with a rapid decline of risks and benefits after cessation of use, which would make you say, well, wait a minute. Is there a way for us to find a way to eliminate the risks and maintain the benefits? And the easy answer is yes, bioidenticals, because they don't have the increase in thrombotic index and so on that these orals that we're choosing to use for this research. So in other words, we could eliminate the risks, maintain the benefits, and even have women continue on their therapy. So what they're saying here is that unopposed estrogen therapy, and they also looked at combination therapy using methoxyprogesterone, is good for short-term use. I'm looking at my notes. The body of evidence has led the International Agency for Research on Cancer to conclude that unopposed estrogen hormone therapy and combination hormone therapies are carcinogenic. See, what frustrates the heck out of me, Dr. Tutera, is this. If estrogen and progesterone were carcinogenic, then doesn't it make sense that young women, you know, in the post-puberty forward to the childbirthing years would have the highest occurrences of breast and uterine cancer in the world when their hormone levels are ragingly high?
I'll comment on it because I use that statement almost daily. It's because I state that to my patients. If your estrogen is carcinogenic, then why don't you have breast cancer by age 35 after you've had at least 20 years of the highest levels of hormone that you've ever could possibly create? And I cite them the incidence of breast cancer in all women at that age is about 0.5%. It jumps to 10% when they get, you know, near 50, and that's because they've lost the production of their own estrogen and they've lost the stability of the ratio of estradiol to estrone. And when you lose those two factors, then what happens is that, you know, then you have become more susceptible to developing it. And where is the highest ratio of breast cancer? It's in women who have lost their estrogen.
Right.
Age 50 and on. They've lost their estrogen production and they get the highest incidence of breast cancer. You know, a woman's estrogen in the right ratio and at the with the proper levels, you know, for her body, you know, she's protected from getting breast cancer. So when we put these abnormal levels of hormone into people, and we use hormone that is alien to the human physiology, you know, we are doing things that, you know, that are just not healthful. And the problem is, once again, is we lost our common sense and we've grouped all estrogens into one basket. And that's, you know, and that is completely without merit.
We have to take our last commercial break, but when we come back, I want to address something that kind of this leads to, because I have a cousin who is totally opposed to hormone replacement therapy. And she has a cousin who recently, while being on HRT for many years, came down with breast cancer. But you can't, and immediately they blame the HRT, of course, because that's the easiest thing to point at. But I want to talk about some other mitigating factors. We're talking with Dr. Gino Tutera from Soto Pelle. Visit SotoPelleTherapy.com. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function.
PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Pre-workout products crank you up then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Gino Totera. We're talking about an important subject for women, really, when it comes to deciding what to do about hormone replacement therapy. And we're going to talk about some information in just a second. I want to bring up a point here. Just because you're on our HRT doesn't mean you won't get breast cancer. There are a lot of women out there who get on HRT and think that that gives them license to eat horrible diets, maintain unhealthy levels of body fat. These are the culprits, in my opinion, when we talk about breast cancer and cancers in general. In men and women, especially people, we know that those who are obese have a higher rate of cancer. And if you start looking at inflammatory markers, you can see that there's a direct link between inflammation and cancer, because inflammation disrupts the apoptotic landscape of the body. It disrupts every cell in your body has an expiration date. And if it doesn't expire on time, the new cell shows up anyway. And guess what? You have crowding of cells, which ends up becoming forms of cancer. So just because you're on HRT doesn't mean you're guaranteed not to get breast cancer if you're doing everything else wrong. And by the same token, if you're on HRT and you get breast cancer, don't blame the breast cancer right off the bat. You have to look at these other things. It's a lot easier, isn't it, Dr. Totera, for everyone to just blame the HRT when a woman who's on HRT does develop a cancer.
You hit the nail right on the head, is that if you're a smoker, if you're obese, you accelerate the possibility of developing breast cancer, to an even higher number. I have two sisters who have breast cancer. One who has high body fat and the other one who used to smoke. And so I have it even in my own family. I see how this is occur, and neither one of them utilized HRT.
Bingo.
Which is, you know, it just goes to show that environmental factors and body habitus are, you know, very important factors in the, you know, propagating the increased development, you know, the increased incidence of breast cancer, and especially in this, in today's day and age, obese women have a higher incidence of breast cancer and cancer of the lining of the uterus. And you tack smoking onto that, and you can just multiply the risk factors exponentially from that point forward.
Okay, now let's address something else, because we're coming towards the end of the interview, so I want to give women some good information here. If they're thinking about hormone replacement therapy, and or if they're still young enough, you know, it's something in the future that they can think about. In women with intact ovaries who are approaching menopause, and that can happen at any age, as we know. It doesn't have to happen in 40s and 50s. If some women go through premature menopause in their 30s for whatever reason. Should women look at HRT while they're still perimenopausal, while they're still having regular periods, or is the beginning of amenorrhea the target date or time to start looking into HRT?
No, because, Carl, I tell my patients all the time that, you know, there's never a time when you shouldn't take a look and evaluate whether or not you've become hormonally deficient, because most women, especially in the area of testosterone for women, testosterone for women is as important to them as estrogen, and it's that by age 40, women have lost 50% of their productive capability for producing testosterone. And testosterone in the parietal, temporal, and frontal lobes of the brain, there are 70 testosterone receptors. They assist, you know, in the stimulation of those areas, assists in being able to ward off the changes that, you know, that will ultimately make them susceptible to developing dementia and Alzheimer's. The heart has more testosterone receptors in both men and women per cubic millimeter than any other organ in the body. And so to preserve cardiac contractile force and function, you need to have normal testosterone levels. And women are suffering with this, you know, with a loss of 50% of their function.
You dropped out there, Dr. Tatera. You said women are suffering with loss of 50% of their function. It was the last thing we heard.
Of being able to produce testosterone, it coincides exactly with which we start.
You know what, Dr. Tatera, I don't know if you're moving around, but the signal on your phone has dropped dramatically. We're hearing like every other syllable right now.
Is this any better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah, I don't know what you just did, but keep doing that.
I didn't do anything. I guess I was, you know, sitting back a little further in my chair, but
there you go.
Carl, the droppage of 50% of their testosterone production by age 40 coincides with the increase in breast disease, fibrocystic changes, nodular changes, increased density, and testosterone is an anti-proliferative hormone in breast tissue. And it also has an anti-proliferative effect in the uterine lining. And so, therefore, the protection of those two areas, which are estrogen sensitive, mandates that you have normal testosterone levels, and if women aren't getting those checked. And the unfortunate thing is that the laboratories have really lousy assays for women. And the assays do not spell the true picture of deficiency. And unfortunately, women who go in with energy loss, loss of clarity of thinking, loss of muscle mass, loss of being able to be productive during exercise and be able to recover and be able to, not only, but more importantly, be able to say that they are functioning as well in their job and at home mentally as they did before, they get lost in the shuffle because of the fact they'll look at these assays and say, oh, I'm sorry, you look completely normal, when in actuality they're really in danger of developing, you know, problems. And it's a known fact, women get Alzheimer's 8 times more frequently than men. And it's because we continually ignore the importance of testosterone in women.
Okay,
and
so
it helps protect against estrogen excess and those other forms of problem.
In summary, women should start getting their blood work done before symptoms occur. You're saying everyone should have blood work done for these sex hormones, maybe in their late 30s, early 40s. You're saying even if they have no symptoms and they're not amenorrheic yet and they're having regular periods, obviously, you know.
They should do that to get a baseline, and they need to go to someone who really understands how to interpret those tests and not say, oh, well, you're in the normal range, instead of saying, you know, you're not at your best functional range, you know, where the range that you had when you were in your 30s, early 30s.
And see, you know what? You know what's really funny? I've said on this show over the past 6 years, on numerous shows that we've done about hormones and blood levels and even blood testing protocols and so on, that every parent out there should buy their child a gift when they're in their late 20s, early 30s, a complete blood assay of all of the important hormones, an expensive gift, but a time capsule of information, so that when that child is an adult and is faced with HRT, they can bring meaningful information to a physician and say, well, this is what I looked like when I was thriving. And they may say, well, wow, you had exceptionally high levels of testosterone, bringing you to the range I would have done in my therapy probably isn't adequate for you. We're going to have to bring you up a little higher. What do you think about that statement? Because I've actually said this to other physicians. I even said this to David Zava from ZRT, and he disagreed with me. I said a time capsule of hormone levels, so we're not looking at epidemiological studies that have ranges from east to west.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Carl, because of the fact that you need to bring the human body back to its functional best, and you don't know what that is unless you actually measure it to see exactly where, when your body was functioning at its peak, what were your levels then? Not what not what the physician thinks is okay for your age. I hate that phrase. It's okay for your age. That's just stupidity on our part. To utilize that as, you know, as a form of something we use in our lexicon.
Oh my God, you have no idea how that frustrates. You know what I say whenever I hear that? When I have people who call me and they say, "Hey, I just got my blood work back," friends, family, you know, and I say, "Well, talk to your doctor." I look at this and I say, "Yeah, you really need to be on testosterone therapy. You're like down in the 500s. The next stop is hypogonadism." They contact their doctor and their doctor says, "You don't need testosterone therapy. You're fine for your age." And I say to them, call your doctor and ask your doctor, if you had low oxygen levels, if you had elevated blood sugar levels, would he say to you, well, we expect this at your age. Just tough it out. Breathe a little faster or just be prepared for diabetes. No, they're willing to correct those abnormalities that come with age, but they don't want to correct hormone levels that come with age. I don't understand that logic.
I don't either, and it completely baffles me that we have, you know, we have no more knowledge than you know, we espouse it, you know, and vocalize, because of the fact that common sense tells you, and that's what we've lost in medicine, is our common sense. Common sense tells you that you need to return those hormone levels back to where that person was at his functional best, not what you think is appropriate for their age. And secondly, as you so well said, there is nothing age-appropriate about elevated cholesterol. I don't care if you're 12 or 112, elevated cholesterol is elevated cholesterol. And it's, you know, it's a disease process no matter what age you are. And so therefore, you know, we attack that vigorously, but yet when it comes to gonadal hormone replacement, we use a very lackadaisical, non-informed form of diagnosis and treatment.
Yeah, no, you're right on the money there. Listen, we've come to the end of the interview. Is there anything that you want to plug? Are you working on any books right now, or you have lectures coming up that the physician should know about that they can sign up to become Sotopelli certified practitioners?
Yeah, we have a training seminar in Chattanooga, Tennessee, coming up the first part of May, and any physician who is interested should just call, you know, could look at sotopellitherapy.com and look at our information. The phone numbers are there, and they can call, and we can set up, you know, uh, an, a, you know, a an interview process and training, because I'm very selective as to who I, you know, want representing the name and the therapy.
Yeah, you got to be that. That's a smart move right there, because well-meaning physicians, but they don't all, they're not all up to snuff when it comes to this sort of stuff. Because you really, in the world of HRT today, you have to be a little bit of an original thinker, or even a little bit of a maverick, because you have to have the backbone to push back against the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda and say, no, I know what's best for my patients. And it takes that, and that's not found readily amongst most physicians. So, Dr. Tutera, I know you're a busy guy. I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you take care now.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to be exposing a concept that I'm hoping I'm not too far off base on, but it sure seems logical to me when we talk about this research that if you are eating soy products, you may actually be creating an environment for your DNA to undergo greater damage from exposure to radio frequencies and other forms of radiation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. They say it's over. Then the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the old. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Thank you. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, first of all, I've got some news for some of you. Perhaps you'll like it, perhaps you won't, but I don't have a guest for today because I really couldn't find anybody to come on and talk about this. And it was kind of short notice anyway. It's not like everybody I know is afraid. I bet Professor Dr. Andro would absolutely come on and talk about this. And maybe we will. He's going to be on later in the week. We're going to be talking about the whole debacle in Japan with the fallout, radiation, and so on and so forth, which is really a great subject to be talking about later in the week because of what I'm going to be talking about now. So I was, you know, I pore over research and studies constantly. And I was reading one over the weekend that was designed to extol some magical benefits of soy, and more importantly, the three major isoflavones in soy, which is genistein, daidzin, and glycine. These are the same isoflavones that the soy industry likes to promote the benefits of soy. You know, these are the phytoestrogens and what I like to call the endocrine disrupting benefits of soy. It's important to note that these isoflavones were probably created in soy by nature as part of the evolutionary selection pressures of soy to save and protect itself as a species on this earth. This first thought was proposed to me by Dr. Scott Connolly, who learned it from someone else, but it made a lot of sense. You know, chameleons change colors so that they can blend into the fabric of the jungle, and we know that lots of things develop defense mechanisms in an effort to try to protect them from extinction. And it's supposed that one of soy's defense mechanisms was to develop these phytoestrogens so that the animals that foraged on soy, when they ate the soy, their endocrine systems would be disrupted. It would lower their litters and their frequency of sex, thus producing offspring, and by eating the soy would slowly depopulate that particular species which was eating on soy. And, you know, when you think about this, you think, you know, it's not that far-fetched of a concept. But, you know, here in the United States, thanks to the FDA, the USDA, and the largest conglomerate soy producers in the world, we promote soy as a healthy alternative protein product, and people gobble the stuff up left and right, and a lot of times you don't even know you're eating it because it finds its way into foods as a form of textured vegetable protein, which is almost exclusively soy. So these researchers, led by Dr. Gilda Hillman from Wayne State University in Detroit, they pre-treated some non-small cell lung cancer cells with these three isoflavones, genistein, daidzin, and glycine. And they then exposed them to gamma radiation, which is what's used when you go in for radiation therapy to obliterate a cancer. What they found out was when they pre-treated these cells with these three isoflavones and then exposed them to gamma radiation, the cells died faster and more completely. And here's why. The cells, the DNA of the cells, unwrapped and underwent such severe damage so rapidly as compared to the cells that were not treated with the three isoflavones. And on top of that, the damage repair system of DNA, which probably is telomeres, frankly, actually was completely shut down as well by pre-treating the cells with genistein, daidzin, and glycine, which are readily available in all soy products and bioavailable in your body after you eat soy. So the takeaway from the study was, wow, we found a radiosensitizing effect of soy. This is marvelous news for individuals who are undergoing radiation therapy because, A, perhaps they could use lower levels of radiation to obliterate the cancers now that they have this radiosensitizing effect from soy, and B, a more thorough obliteration of the cancer because of the ability for the gamma radiation to be more productive in destroying the DNA and thus destroying the cancer. So as I was reading this study, and again, remember, this is like a, hey, you know, we just hit a home run. We just figured out how to take gamma radiation and make it more effective at destroying cancer just by pretreating these cells with something that naturally occurs in soy, genistein, daidzin, and glycine. And boy, this is going to be a big breakthrough for medicine. Yes, it is. Wow, this is amazing. But then I started thinking, if those three isoflavones could do that, could actually radiosensitize those cells that they were target treated with, remember, what is the consumption of soy doing to every cell in our body when we eat soy products and these three isoflavones present themselves in our bloodstream and throughout our body? I want to take a quick commercial break. I want you to think about that for a second. Just think about it. And then I'm going to take you through a journey through some of my fouled up logic that makes me say that the endocrine disrupting effects of soy that I have been railing against for some time now may mean nothing compared to its ability to hypersensitize the damage of your DNA. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I love Nirvana. I'm telling you, I'm just there's an angry 16-year-old stuck inside this soon-to-be 53-year-old body. Anyway, okay. So I digress. I mean, this was really shocking to me. When I started to read this and I started to put this all together, and you have to remember, I'm not a genius by far, but I have had exposure to certain industries, and one of those industries happens to be the mobile telephone and paging industry and the land mobile radio industry very early on in my career. So I'm very articulate about RF. I understand how it works. I understand what it does. I understand what electromagnetic fields are. When we talk about radiation, we're just talking about electromagnetic fields. That's all we're talking about. VHF. Stood for very high frequency. UHF stood for ultra high frequency. VHF went for like 100 and something megahertz up to, I want to say, 240. And then above that became UHF all the way up into the 500 megahertz range. We look at cell phones today. They're in the 1 to 2 gigahertz range. When we look at microwave ovens, we're looking at things in the 2 plus gigahertz range. When we look at routers, we're talking about 2 plus gigahertz. We talk about home telephones. We talk about 2 plus gigahertz. And keep in mind, while the difference between a microwave oven and perhaps a router is the output, they have a terminology in the radio business called effective radiating power. You can use decibel gain antennas to amplify 1 watt to make it act like 10 watts or 100 watts, but not truly have the true radiating power of 10 watts or 100 watts. So when we talk about radio frequencies, we're talking about radiation. Okay? The word radiation should apply in your mind when we talk about radiation. Keep thinking radio frequencies, because these are nothing more than electromagnetic radiation of different wavelengths, amplitudes, and frequencies. That's all we're talking about here. Now, so Dr. Gilda Hillman's group discovered that when you pre-treat these cells with soy, and I'm not going to keep naming the individual isoflavones, you know what I'm talking about, that they become more susceptible to damage from gamma radiation. And gamma radiation is a frequency that is actually measured in something called exahertz, E-X-A-H-E-R-T-Z. And usually 10 exahertz and above is what the gamma radiation window is. And, you know, for the lack of better terms, an exahertz is a trillion frequencies per second. So troughs and peaks, if you think of a waveform up and down, there's a trillion of those occurring in 1 second. This is a very, very small wavelength. More penetrating. The smaller the wavelength, the greater the penetration. The larger the wavelength, the greater the inertia. So 147 megahertz of VHF in 10 watts can probably transmit from a building of a certain height, let's say 50 miles, where a cell phone, which is 1.2 gigahertz, let's say, from that same building in the same amount of watts of power output may only go 2 blocks. So the larger the frequency, the shorter the smaller the number, and the further it travels, but the less it penetrates. The higher the frequency, you start getting to 900 megahertz, 1 gigahertz, and so on,
The smaller the wavelength, the very, very small, it penetrates better, but it doesn't travel very far given the same amount of power. So an exahertz is one trillion vibrations, if you will, for lack of better terms, per second. And a gigahertz is a billion. So they're not that far apart, okay? And I'm sorry, I misspoke. A quintillion, an entrahertz is a quintillion, one quintillion, which it sounds far apart, but let's just not get stuck there for a second. So we're talking about basically just radio frequencies. When we talk about gamma radiation, we talk about cell phones, we talk about all these things, routers, we're talking about radio frequencies. If, in my mind, if pre-treating these cells with soy can cause spontaneous damage to DNA. We're talking about spontaneous. We're talking about a couple seconds of exposure, you know, a minute of exposure, boom. We've destroyed the DNA of this cancer cell, okay? If pre-treating with soy can cause spontaneous and radical damage to the DNA and the DNA repair system, which is really the critical thing I want to point out here, with gamma radiation, then what is happening when your body is exposed to lower frequencies of radiation, i.e. the router that may be in your bedroom or the cell phone that you speak 2 hours a day on, or just the radiation that emanates from the earth, because we know that there is radiation that comes out of the earth in very, very small amounts, or I was telling this to a good friend of mine who's a pilot, that once you get above 20,000 feet, the amount of radiation in a flight from New York to California is equivalent to that of what a person is normally exposed to on the ground over 5 years. So what if you put yourself into these, and by the way, that radiation coming from sunspots falls into some of that radiation falls into the gamma category, by the way. So what is happening to your body, to your DNA, if you are pre-treating it with this radio-sensitizing material, soy, and now living in a proverbial soup of radiation, which is what we do? I mean, if I had a spectrum analyzer in front of me right now, I am sure that there is so much incident RF in the room that I'm sitting in, from the computer equipment, from the actual radio frequency transmitting devices like my wireless router, from the wireless router at my neighbor next door, to the cell phone of the girl who's getting off the elevator, I am living in a soup of RF. Never mind the let's call it fallout for a second, of the radio frequencies that are being transmitted on what are known point-to-point billboards, these big microwave dishes that point across state lines that carry data information and so on. We are living in a proverbial invisible soup of RF, of radiation, okay? So what is happening to our DNA when we pre-treat our bodies with this radio-sensitizing material, soy? You have to believe, if you apply any common sense to this at all, that while there may not be spontaneous damage to your DNA, and spontaneous damage to the reparation system of your DNA, there has to be an exacerbated level of damage over not being pre-treated with this radio-sensitizing material, soy. Now think about that, because this is serious stuff, folks. I've talked about how I hate soy because it affects men by increasing their estrogen levels. The soy industry loves to say, well, the phytoestrogens found in soy do not have the affinity to the estrogen receptor that real estrogen does. On one hand, that's how they deal with when people say, hey, but that's estrogen. Should we be giving babies soy formula because that's estrogen? Well, you have to remember the estrogen in soy is not as strong as real estrogen. It's very, very weak. Then on the same breath, they're telling pre- and postmenopausal, peri- and postmenopausal women to consume lots of soy to make up for the estrogen that they're not producing anymore. So which is it? Is it really estrogen mimetic or isn't it? You can't have it both ways. If it's not, then don't tell women to use soy products because it won't help them if it doesn't really mimic estrogen. And if it does help women, then you can't say, oh, well, it's a weak estrogen. It really doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't really act like estrogen in the body. Okay? You can't have it both ways. But all of that aside, the endocrine disrupting effects can go away once you stop eating soy and let your body's homeostatic mechanisms take back your body's hormone levels. But you cannot reverse the damage to your DNA. We know this already. We know that once your DNA has gotten to the point where it can no longer replicate properly, the telomeres have become so short that they cannot repair damages in the DNA from doing their dance, as Dr. Peter Rouse discussed in the last epigenetics episode. Your DNA cannot replicate anymore properly. It becomes like a cloudy, cloudy picture that you can't put on the copy machine and clear up anymore. So you're just gonna, it just gets worse and worse and worse. It degrades. And when your DNA gets bad, this is when the ravages of aging occur. This is when organs can no longer repair damaged cells. This is when tissue can no longer repair damaged cells. This is when the brain cannot no longer repair the damages affected over time. So the damage to DNA that soy could be producing will last long after you decide to stop eating soy. Now think about that, because we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick this up. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects: estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase
increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This has really got me tied up in a knot. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I decided to do this segment just about this research because I have a funny feeling, and I'm not going to hurt my arm by trying to pat myself on the back, but I have a funny feeling that I'm the only person in this country who's picked up on the significance of this study. I'm sure that everybody and everything you hear in mainstream media is going to extol yet another benefit of soy. And I'm sure that the soy industry is jumping up and down right now because they're going to come up with a liberated isoflavone mixture that is specifically for the oncology industry. And they're going to charge, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars and blah, 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 blah. And everybody is just, you know, oh man, soy is just amazing stuff. It's really great stuff. And I'm hitting myself in the head and I'm going, wait a minute. Does anybody realize what the real ramifications of this are? Keep in mind that, and I'm going to read it right from the summary. Research led by Dr. Gilda Hildman, PhD at Wayne State University of Detroit, treated human A549 non-small cell lung cancer cells with three soy isoflavones, genistein, daidzin, and glycitin, and compared the cells with others that were not treated. They then exposed all the cells to radiation. Notice that they did not take any normal cells and treat them. Notice that. What I mean, if you are a researcher and you realize that this could, I mean, because let's face it, they must have did some pre-research that pointed in this direction. So if you're a researcher and you're going to say, hey, you know what? I think that if I shoot this bullet at the wall and you're not in front of the bullet, I think I can make a hole in the wall, but if you're in front of the bullet, then I think I'm going to kill you and make a hole in the wall. Wouldn't you want to know for sure if, like, everything plays out, even in the worst possible circumstances, with the healthy cells as well? Why didn't they pre-treat healthy non-cancer cells with isoflavones and expose them to gamma radiation? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they would have undergone the same damage in DNA as the malignant cells did. That's why. They don't want to know that. They don't want to say, oh my God, not only did we kill the cancer cells, we killed all the cells faster. This is really cool stuff. No, it's not cool stuff then. Okay? And so, now keep in mind that the benefits of these isoflavones have always been extolled as being antioxidants in nature. And thus, because they have an antioxidant effect, they are supposed to be, anti-cancer. Because people say, well, antioxidants protect against cancer. That's not necessarily true. Anti-inflammatories do, but not antioxidants. But okay. So what the researchers summarized, keep in mind that they did not treat any normal cells and expose them to gamma radiation. But what they summarize is these natural soy isoflavones can sensitize cancer cells to the effects of radiotherapy by inhibiting the survival mechanism that cancer cells activate to protect themselves. Hillman said in a statement, at the same time, soy isoflavones can also act as antioxidants, which can protect normal tissue against the unintended damage from the radiotherapy. But they didn't test any normal cells. So what she's doing, she's extrapolating, but well, because they're antioxidants in nature, it's only doing this to the cancer cells. We don't know that, do we? We don't. And what I do know is this. If soy isoflavones have the ability to increase the radiosensitivity of your DNA to damage, that is unequivocally not a good thing. Not a good thing. Now, there's people out there who are in academia that will say, well, there's a huge difference between the radio frequency coming out of your cell phone and the gamma radiation coming out of used for radiotherapy to cure cancers, because that gamma radiation usually occurs. They usually use decomposing radioactive materials to produce that gamma radiation. And what's coming out of your cell phone is nothing even close to the waveforms that are coming out of that. And I'll agree with them. I'll say, you're right. And I would say, and in best case scenarios, what we're talking about here is that it's not going to cause immediate irreparable damage to your DNA, but it is absolutely radio sensitizing, like the statement says, like the study says. So if it's radio sensitizing, that means radio waves, radiation. That means that it's making all cells more sensitive to the effects of radio waves, RF or radiation, whatever you want to call it. That is not a good thing, because we already know that the radiation that comes out of a cell phone or a router causes advanced oxidative stress on tissue. That's been researched, studied. We know it. End of story. In fact, let's face it. That's how a microwave oven cooks. It uses a higher wattage of that 2-point-something to 3 gigahertz frequency than your cell phone does. One of the reasons when cell phones came out, and I can speak to this because I was the original agent signed by Macaw Cellular, because I had a successful mobile telephone business in Las Vegas. And I can tell you that when the FCC authorized Motorola to build cellular, they said in their divine wisdom two things: that cellular handsets, handheld phones, not mobile phones, could transmit no more than 0.7 watt, 0.7 watt, 70% of 1 watt. And number two, they said that the cellular antennas had to have a mast. If any of you are old enough to remember the old Motorola phone, the brick they used to like to call it, it had this gigantic antenna. The antenna was about 12 inches long. But keep in mind that the only radiating portion of that antenna was the top 2.5 inches, which was the actual antenna. The rest of it was a rigid piece of coaxial cable that was designed to get the antenna away from the side of the user's head. That is exactly why that had that monstrosity of an antenna on that old Motorola phone. Then they started designing new antenna technologies so that they would radiate away from the phones. They were more directional in nature. And they said, hey, we don't have to put it on a mast anymore. We're getting it away from people's heads by just transmitting it in a direction, as opposed to letting it radiate 360 degrees right into the front of their forehead. But the FCC said no more than 0.7 watt for a reason. They didn't say no more than 0.7 watt because they want to conserve battery power. They didn't say no more than 0.7 watt because they wanted to reduce the cost of transmitter components. They said no more than 0.7 watt because they understood the potential negative effects of radio frequencies above 900 megahertz incident on human tissue. That's why. Okay? So when you say to yourself, well, yeah, we're not talking about gamma radiation here. We're talking about a totally different frequency, much more tolerable. No, that's not the case. It may be slower to do its job, but it's doing the same thing that gamma radiation is doing. And if you're eating soy, it's radio sensitizing. That means it's making your cells more sensitive to all of the DNA damage from any radio frequency that's incident on your body. We're gonna close the show early because that's all I can say about this. We're gonna take a last commercial break, and we're gonna wrap it up with one more point I want to make. For those of you who are still non-believers, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ
is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm sorry to subject you to a segment of the show where it's just me. I really feel this is important stuff. And I know that a lot of you don't like when I rant, and I'm not going to rant anymore. I'm just going to say this. Look, eating soy has never been a good idea. It is only a good idea for the companies that manufacture soy. It's not good for the humans that ingest it. We know this. But this is really something scary. This is something that you should open your eyes and go, you know what? That's it. I'm done. You know, just way too many things that are bad about soy. I'm just not eating it anymore. And I want to say to those of you who say, well, gamma radiation, cell phones, Carl, you're really stretching it here, trying to compare the effects of one to the other. I'm going to tell you that I'm not. And I'll allow the more intelligent people out there to debate that. But what I am going to say to my listeners on the West Coast who are worried about the Fukushima fallout heading into California, that you will be exposed to gamma radiation, okay? You will be exposed to those levels of radiation. And once again, if soy can radiosensitize the spontaneous and permanent damage to DNA just by pre-treating the cells with the isoflavones and then exposing them to gamma radiation, then I say to those of you on the West Coast, I would eliminate soy from my diet until I knew that there was no threat of ever being exposed to the radioactive fallout from Japan. I mean, this is just common sense. It's just sensible. I mean, these scientists prove that soy is a radiosensitizer. That's what they call it. They call it a radiosensitizer. Not a good thing when you live in a world filled with radio frequencies, my friends. Not a good thing. So, okay. I hope that you got something out of this last segment. I hope that you never eat soy for the rest of your life. And I hope
that we have an impact on the soy industry because they're willing to sell us anything if we're willing to buy it. And I'm sure that I'll get a lot of hate mail about this segment, but it had to be said. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got great shows planned for you all week. We're going to have Professor Dr. Andros coming on Wednesday to actually talk about the risks of radiation exposure to many of us around the world as a result of what's going on in Japan. He's done extensive research. This is an important show, very, very important, because it's going to impact the ecosystem for decades, perhaps 100 years. I mean, this is serious stuff. And you need to be aware of what your real risk factors are and what to do about it. And we have quite a few good shows planned for you, so you don't want to miss any Superhuman Radio this week. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.